right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink filmmakers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty. Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight?
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you? Three of us in the room again. That's like twice in a row. This is a big thing for us.
I know.
Anytime we do something more than once.
Right. It's a feat.
It's a feat for us because.
So three times it becomes a bit.
Three times it becomes a bit.
Or a legend.
No, four times it becomes a legend. Five times Scapegoat walks out with the equipment.
That's what I was going to say. Scapegoat came back and he hasn't stolen anything
right.
from us.
So we're still okay. We're still on the up and up.
He didn't break any chairs.
No, right. Or any personal property that
that's
we know
it.
Of
that's
yet.
That's it. So, like, so far, he's on the up and up.
We are good.
That's exciting. Yep.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 286.
Wow.
I know. That's one more than last week. Amazing,
I know.
Right?
It's almost a math. It's almost 1,000.
Not even close.
It's closer to 1,000 than we were at episode 2.
That is a fair statement.
See?
There is truth in
you
that
didn't
statement.
Even, you didn't even think about it that way,
but
did
barely.
You?
But barely.
Didn't even think about it that
I,
way.
I choose not to think in such silly...
You know, we're a quarter way to 1,000 episodes.
Sorry, I don't think we'll make 1,000.
Why?
That's a long time.
We should
you
just
never
skip.
Know.
We should do a Days of Future.
There you go. Days of Future Geek Stuff.
Episode 1,000. Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 1,000. I like pudding.
Let's see. That would be another. Yeah, you might be drooling like that in another 28 years.
Me? Who's the old one here?
You are.
I'm just saying you may be one.
Didn't you serve Jesus at the Last Supper? Or d'oeuvres?
Wow. Wow. Aren't you Jesus' real dad?
That's right.
Wow. Top that one.
No.
So there, blasphemy. I'll blasphemy you right back.
Fine. Whatever.
We're calling this one Into the Dark World.
That's right.
In celebration, not of Star Trek, because there is nothing new about Star Trek.
I mean, there's probably something, but nothing significant.
But, something we will be talking about is the Thor 2 The Dark World trailer.
That's right.
That came out this week, and we'll be talking about that. And a number of other things as well. So, why don't we do this?
Geek stuff. What's in the
news?
Why
don't we just talk about the trailer?
I don't know.
You teased it, so we might as well just roll right into it.
I thought you would just want to have it come up naturally in the news.
This is naturally in the news.
To open
first.
With it. All right. So the trailer for Thor
looks
2,
good.
The Dark. It does look good.
What's his name? Christopher Eccleston, I think, looks good as Malekith. whatever the hell his name is.
I don't know. Something biblical sounding.
Yeah, something biblical sounding. As the dark elf.
M guy.
Lord. Yeah. The ninth doctor for the Doctor Who fans.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, he is the ninth doctor. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel it's very, I know I said this, pardon my ignorance, a little Lord of the Ringsy. It kind of has that epic, you know, like.
Because it has elves.
It's like, yeah, I guess it's elves, it's rain, it's hammers, and like, you know, that kind of medieval style combat thing going on.
You know, it's, yes, I would agree with you. But it's because the idea behind this one, as opposed to the first one, is that we're actually going to have a film that takes place in Asgard, as opposed to a film that starts in Asgard, but really takes place on Earth.
Well, I guess they eased us into it first.
They
can go full on.
It wouldn't make sense to put us all in Asgard for the first film. First of all, Thor's origin, right? He gets kicked out of Asgard and he has to come to Earth. Now, obviously, they tweaked the origin for the movie, but they also had to bring him to Earth and kind of familiarize himself with Earth if they planned on doing Avengers. At least that's my thought.
Right.
So now that that's all out of the way, you can put him in Asgard and have your Lord of the Thor.
So, let's talk about some of the. let's talk about some of the things that we can speculate on or some of the things that we saw in the trailer.
Sure.
So the first thing is Natalie Portman's going to die.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
Right. Also, she looks 16.
But she always looks 16. Cares? Has she never not looked 16?
She's a mother now.
Maybe when she was 2, she didn't look 16. but at least for the last
year.
Right.
Yeah, she crossed over.
At least since episode 1.
That's what I think. I think they have to cut her loose.
Right.
I think they need to cut that part of the Thor storyline loose.
It's going to drive him to the next big thing.
Maybe.
Drive him mad,
I don't
blah,
know.
Blah, blah.
I don't know.
Because really, I mean, a major point or a major plot point in the movie is Thor bringing her to Asgard.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and having that work out well and everybody be happy and everything, that just doesn't seem like it. Would be feasible.
No. Not for the future of the franchise.
Right.
If this was like the only Thor movie.
Right.
Then maybe.
So there's that. There's clearly something attacking Earth.
Right.
But we don't know what that is.
Right.
And here we go with my biggest problem with both this and Iron Man 3, now that Avengers has come out.
Okay.
Where are the Avengers?
Yeah, but that argument holds no water.
How does it hold no water, especially in the case of Thor 2?
It holds no water because how many solo comic books do you read week to week?
We are not talking about comics.
Sure you are. They can have their own adventure. They can have their own adventures. And,
own Avengers.
And Thor... See, to me, the idea behind the Avengers is the threat has to be big enough that player A can't handle it on his own.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Right.
It has to be a group effort.
So Thor
can dispatch of... The Darkness. Destroyer on his own in the first one, and the Elven army in terms of the second one.
Okay. If they keep this, you know, Asgard related, then there's no real reason for the Avengers to come up.
Maybe exactly.
Maybe
except that's
place,
not what we saw.
Yeah, but maybe they're taking place at the same time. They could do a little fun time stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a problem with coming from a comic book background. I don't have a problem with heroes having solo stories and then. Fucking the Avengers. There's 80 Avengers books out right now, and Iron Man, I think, is in five of them.
What,
did
people,
they,
plus
did they
his
like,
own book.
Did they cut a few out?
They cut a few out, yeah. They pared it down a little. So,
but, I mean, in the movies, people are expecting a single continuity. That's what makes the Marvel movies, at least in my mind, so much cooler.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, but...
So Iron Man 3, I have a bigger problem with, because where are the Avengers in that? Unless Thor's off doing this movie at the same time.
Yeah, meanwhile...
I mean, that...
Yeah, I mean, if they made that kind of... If they made some sort of reference like that, that would cover it. Kind of like in every comic book where Spider-Man is swinging through one panel so you know that he's off busy doing something else.
But I think Marvel has set up these phases and these movies to kind of teach the non-comic going audience what the comic going audience already knows.
Okay.
I think they've kind of trained us to know that there are certain things that need to be handled together, and certain things that can be handled on their own.
That's fine.
And
but
I think how they're doing this.
I think Captain America, that's going to work perfectly for.
Okay.
Because it's all about Bucky.
Sure.
Right? So I think it's probably going to work perfectly in that movie. But in these movies, like the U.S. is being attacked in Iron Man 3, and who comes to save it? It's not the other Avengers in Iron Man. It's Iron Man and several friends in Iron Man suits.
Right. But there could be continuity. There could be things that lapse over. So Captain America went to Soldier. Maybe Cap's in Russia. And Thor is in Asgard, and Hulk is wherever the fuck Hulk is, because they're never going to give him a solo movie again. Black Widow is in Cap, too, so she's there. Hawkeye's the only one that might be missing, and God only knows where he's going
to
pop up.
If they allude to that, or if that's how they do the scenes, the post-credit scenes, I'm all for that.
Right, but
that's awesome. Allude to some kind of continuity.
So we can't really pass judgment on that.
That's right. We're only speculating.
Sure.
But that's my problem with it at the outset. I said Natalie Portman, I think, is going to die.
Yeah.
And then last is Loki.
Yeah.
I really thought we were done with
after
Avengers, but I really like the way that they played him just in the trailer.
Loki is the perfect good bad guy. Like, Loki could be around for a while and just kind of pop up, prod things a little bit, fuck with him a little bit, disappear, maybe help out when needed, become a dick when not. He's kind of that.
He's the betrayer guy.
Yeah, he walks that line. You know,
he's going to betray you, but you're walking with him the whole time.
Right.
Like, no, this time at all. Different.
That's why that line, when you betray me, I will kill you.
Yeah. Perfect. Great line.
Start.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, that's good.
Let's move on.
Which also means, I think, that whatever they're going to end up doing together, Loki's going to get away at the end.
Of course. He has to get away at the end because he's got to be tied back into the Chitauri. Which were the villains in Avengers?
You don't know that.
I don't think
it's necessary.
Why not?
He was their puppet.
Yeah, but he's not done being their puppet at the end of Avengers, is he?
Yeah,
they kind of.
He's arrested. Thor takes him away. He's in jail.
Yeah, but he could go back to being the bad guy again. And
I don't think so.
You know,
maybe
somehow
he just,
aiding
maybe,
them or
maybe he's
Thanos.
The text
yeah, exactly.
Thor.
You don't need a number two if Thanos is your villain. Sorry.
I'm just saying he's there. I'm not saying he's an integral part of the story. I just think he's there.
He's swinging through the background.
There you go. He's not Spider-Man. All right, let's move on from Thor. Let's quickly hit on Iron Man 3, which technically has not opened
in
the U.S.
Hey, Iron Man 3, nice ass.
Right, it has opened in the U.K., and so far the reviews are all positive.
I'm excited.
And by positive, I'm saying, like, they're comparing it to Iron Man 1 and saying how it's different than Iron Man 2. So a lot of people have problems with Iron Man 2. I personally didn't. I saw some issues with it, but I don't think it was as strong as Iron Man 1 to a certain degree.
They were trying to capture so much Iron Man history in each one of those movies that I think it got a little frustrating for Iron Man comic fans in 2 because they did a lot of coverage.
Iron Man 2 to me did feel just a little bit more sloppy than Iron Man 1. But it was still a good movie.
Well,
I think diehard comic book fans like 2 a lot because it's like, oh, they're alluding to all this
stuff. Right, right.
But the people who saw 1 and are like, they're brought in by the origin story because that's where you start when you
have
the biggest audience. We're like, what is going on? There's 16 different people here.
Right.
You know, so it's sloppy. You're right.
Yeah.
It's sloppy. If you don't know what's supposed to be tying it together and they don't tell you, it's just kind of a... But if Iron Man 3 is going to go back to the awesomeness, I'm in.
I'm
excited to see the movie anyway. Even if it were just Robert Downey Jr. standing, I would watch that.
So, yeah, initial reviews on Iron Man 3 are positive, which is good. And, I mean, I don't have any doubts anyway, but I'll look forward to seeing it when it actually happens.
Sweet.
All right, let's move into Defiance. Because I like it.
That way?
Yeah, we're sticking with kind of like...
Stuff
that
that's
sort
good
of thing.
To stuff that's not. I understand.
All right, now, first of all... Terrible, man. I disagree with you. First of all, going back 2 weeks, whenever we first talked about Defiance...
Right.
Everything that I thought I knew about the show was absolutely incorrect.
Okay, so let's set it up. So Defiance is a new show on Sci-Fi, hour-long sci-fi drama. It's had a lot of kind of buzz about it. There is also a video game. The TV show takes place in St. Louis. The video game, I believe, is
San Francisco. Yep.
And there's a lot of buzz because, you know, they're kind of both tied into the same world.
Correct.
And so... And
I think they interact with each other in some capacity.
And that part's cool.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
Yeah, but we don't know how yet.
Right.
And it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So
it's too soon.
Whatever, something is, if there's some earth-shattering thing that happens in the game, I think it happens the same time
on
the TV show. So,
right.
Or something to that effect. So so the buzz initially about it was really high, and Sci-Fi has been promoting the shit out of it for months.
Well, they need a new BSG.
Yes.
I guess. I've never seen that program. So
I'll leave it alone for now.
It's on my list for this summer. And you can stop calling in asking if I've watched Battlestar Galactica because I promise I'm gonna watch it this summer. Now, that said, so watched a 2-hour pilot.
Right.
Scapegoat, not really on board.
Right.
I'm half on board.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen enough yet to totally...
I've watched the new episode as well. Have you watched the new episode?
I have
as well?
Not yet. Oh, okay. No.
So the first... Let's go back to what I thought it was based on what I had read and seen in that. First of all, it's nothing like Revolution as far as technology being washed. That's a complete... And I wouldn't even call it Western. It's kind of frontiersy, yeah. But it's not Western.
They did take elements from everything.
It's just, yeah. That's what I think.
Oh,
right?
Well.
So I'm not, you can make fun of him for not seeing BSG. Yeah. I haven't seen Firefly, so I know. Okay. Everyone relax. I'll right. See you this summer. We'll hold each other accountable for it.
Oh, it doesn't work for him.
Wait, you haven't seen what?
Are we, Firefly?
No. See, it doesn't work for him.
Oh.
Fair enough. But it's really just, to me, a mashup between Firefly, Spartacus.
Right.
Every other sci-fi show on the planet, she's talking to him in a pool of water. Like, there's just stuff in there.
And there's ripoff. I mean, the whole sequence with, in the pilot, the whole sequence with the, I'm going to take the reward money, but then I'm going to come back, and the whole,
it's
Han Solo and Leia.
But it's just like, instead of experimenting, right out of Empire. Let's right. take everything successful right. and put it together in a two-hour-long pilot. It's, to me, it was,
You know what,
and everyone from The L Word is in it. Not that I watched The L Word, but theoretically.
I know. I mean, we'll get into that in a minute. Yeah. The girl that played Jenny Schechter in The L Word is playing the whore in this show. Wow.
Not much of a leap.
She was also the whore in another
teen movie.
She was.
And
she
some
was.
Other movie, too. There's some other movie where she was a complete whore. I can't
Typecasting.
Remember that. I can't remember that actress's name.
Neither.
You should look that up.
Yeah.
But she... yeah, so she shows up as the local whore, and
right.
I was just like, and then, you know, you see other people also in it who, the guy who's playing the white-haired guy, I couldn't decide, I know I've seen him in stuff, but I couldn't decide what, for a second he kind of looked like one of the guys in The Lone Gunman.
Okay.
And then,
he's not, though.
No. And then I was like, well, wait, he kind of looks like another guy, and he sounded like the guy a little bit who Rene Arbejawan, he sounded like for half a second. So, like... Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. But I was wondering, and it's good that Scapegoat brought up...
Mia Kirshner, by the way. Mia Kirshner.
Mia yeah, Kirshner, yes.
Yeah, that's it. Whore. Professional whore.
Oldest profession.
It's good that Scapegoat right. brought up...
I'm not saying it. He could say it.
Spartacus?
No.
The Western one.
Firefly.
That's it.
Right. It's a good thing that Scapegoat brought that up, because I was curious to know how you felt about the similarities in there are. Plenty of them between, I mean, clearly they took that element
right.
from that show.
See, I don't necessarily see that as a fault of the show, as long as they can execute it well within the confines of the show. I don't have them borrowing from other sci-fi shows and classic trope and things like
but
that.
There's...
As long as they blend it into a show. Now, the pilot, I thought, suffered a little bit. But remember, the pilot always suffers. I mean, in regards to... Firefly.
You're right. See, it does work for you.
They didn't even show the pilot first. I mean, that was part of Fox's meddling. But if you remember, they kind of right. they actually showed Trainwrecked first, and then went back and aired the pilot in two parts
right.
because they recognized there were problems with the pilot. So, if you watch the second episode, it kind of still has some of those elements, but it really does start to.
So you're saying
build this little world.
Stick through, go through it.
This yeah. is what I all told right. you.
I'll yeah. catch up.
That's I just, what I said.
And,
right.
and look, not you're, talking about, you're talking about maybe another, you know, if you watch it on demand, or 44 right. minutes of your time.
All right.
If you still hate it after that, which is the third hour at that point, then maybe look, you don't continue with
it's
it.
It's not like
it was
Alcatraz.
Good enough for me to continue.
It's not like Alcatraz, where you watch the pilot and you're like, ooh, I'm going to write this one off right here. You
right,
know what
right.
I mean? Like, this is a show, and especially with sci-fi, because there's so much... exposition that has to be done. You have to give it a little time at
yeah.
least, I think.
So
I'll give if I could, I'll give you one other great example of that. I did not like the pilot for Hannibal.
Okay.
Yet the second
oh
and third episodes were amazing.
Hannibal is a fantastic show.
Yeah, really?
I'm
good.
Very excited about that show.
Wow.
The pilot made you watch it like this little gimmicky, it's dark, I like what they're doing, I don't know. And
who
then
is
episode
this guy playing Hannibal.
Right, exactly. Okay. Hannibal episode 2 comes out and you go, I'm in.
Yeah.
All right. I'm totally
three,
in.
Really good. Yeah.
Really solid. Right. Really solid stuff coming out well, tomorrow night.
Maybe I'll check. Maybe I'll try to catch up on it then. I'm sure it's all on demand. What network is that on? Is
it's
that on?
It's NBC.
Do you have
Hulu?
Which on demand do you use? Is it Pirate Bay?
I use Comcast On Demand, followed by Amazon Prime.
Well, it should be on there because they own NBC. Right. It's an NBC show, and they need as many ratings as they can get. So definitely check it out, though. I really do like Hannibal. All
right.
The other show I really like, which you brought up a couple weeks ago, Orphan Black.
Yes.
So that's a show that could have a lot of exposition,
but
they don't. Instead, you know what I mean, and I think that's really cool that they just dive into it. They're and you're moving, not really sure what it is.
They're moving fast.
It's great. It's great. I really like that show, and that actress is really impressive.
Yeah,
I think they tried to do a similar thing in Dollhouse. Not that the shows are related at all.
No,
but where they wanted to use one actress to play all these different characters. Eliza Dushku is not that talented. This girl is.
Right. She is
really, really good.
And actually, the guy who's playing her brother, is it Felix or whatever it is?
Yeah, yeah.
He's really good too, surprisingly. Really good. Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're all solid.
Yeah, it's a solid show. It's definitely shaping up to be something that BBC can, you know, hang its hat on and hope continues forward. I haven't watched Copper at all, by the way, this new season. So
I haven't either yet.
All right, let's move into Injustice.
Okay.
So I played the game now. I actually beat it in story mode.
Wow.
A couple days ago.
Already? I heard the coolest feature, by the way, is you can pause cutscenes.
Yes.
Which is, no other game has that, and that's super frustrating.
You can pause cutscenes, and you can choose to skip them if you want.
That's exciting.
Which is nice. Although, I've got to tell you, the story in the game is really good. It's different than the story in the comic book. The Injustice...
Are they conflicting?
Like, no, actually different? They're just different.
Okay.
Like, so the story in the game is kind of like a parallel universe scenario, where the heroes from one universe get pulled into the other universe to fight bad Superman.
Like the Justice League episode.
Yeah.
In the animated series that I'm talking about, yeah.
And then it ends with Superman fighting Superman, the kind of in the game mode. Where in the book, there is no parallel universe. It's just taking place within the confines of the one universe.
Did you finish the whole story as Green Arrow?
No, because in story mode of the game, you play as different characters through the game as the story progresses. So you start off as Batman and you go through Green Arrow, Aquaman, Hal Jordan. I think you even play Joker at one point, which is really cool. You do play Green Arrow at one point, and a couple of other characters.
So pick it up.
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, you have to like fighting games to a certain degree. You have to like the mindless, you know,
button mashing.
But the story mode is really good. It's well worth it. There's a lot of downloadable content. A lot of, like, new characters, a lot of new costumes. Speaking of which, the first new character got released, and I have an issue with it. I like the character, but I have an issue with it in the game. The character was Lobo. I think it was released two days ago.
Oh, my God.
Well, here's my issue.
That's a dumb idea?
No, I don't like that they're going to be releasing characters that have nothing to do with the story at all. Like, not even... You could have peppered him in the background somewhere, had him walk by, and at least then you kind of say, okay, well, he was there while this was going on in the story, so he's a character.
But does he show up in story mode?
No, he doesn't at all.
No. I mean, when they release the character, is he then playable in story mode?
Oh, that I don't know. That I don't know, because I haven't actually...
Because if it's just versus mode, whatever. You know what
I mean? Yeah, no, I know. It's fun to play different characters. Yeah. I know, but it would be nice to see other characters from the story mode kind of tie in. But Lobo was the first one. I don't know who the next couple are, but... someone asked on Twitter today who I would want as the next three downloadable characters. And I had to think about it really hard, and I was trying to think about characters that I like, characters that I think would be fun to play in a fighting game. So Plastic Man is the first one that came to mind. I think he would be fun to play.
That would be fun.
In a fighting game.
I think I would like Condiment King.
Condiment King?
when they release Condiment King in this game, I'm buying it.
You're buying it?
And then Psycho Pirate, I think would be...
Black Canary, I think, would be fun. He's allowed. I think Black Canary would be fun, and I happen to be a Black Canary fan. And actually, I think Swamp Thing would be an interesting character to bring into the world, too, as a playable character. That would be fun.
So if we don't like fighting games,
yes.
Should we at least watch all the cutscenes in a row, something like that? Is it good enough of a story to really pick up?
I think it's a good story.
Okay.
I like the story. The cutscenes are online somewhere, and you can spend... a half an hour or whatever it is, 40 minutes watching them, I think it's worth watching. I think it's worth spending a little bit of time to watch it. It's interesting. And to see how crazy Superman goes and who he kills.
He almost spoiled there.
Ruthlessly in the game. You're like,
does he tear off Green Arrow's arm?
He does not. No, but there's one particular death where you're like, wow, really? Pretty fucked up. So it's good. It's definitely worth it.
When are they making it an animated film?
Never. Actually, you never know. With the animated stuff,
thread those cutscenes together. You got your animated version.
All right, let's stick with DC-related news, and this is going to be super quick because we don't know anything about it other than an image that was released on the DC blog earlier this week. It's a picture. Did I send you this picture, Kevin?
No.
I will pull up the picture right now. It's a picture of the new Joker's daughter.
Oh, yes, you did send it.
I did send it to you, right? So
when no one knows anything about it.
Who it is, et cetera.
That's a real tease. That's a tease.
Well, it's so she's kind of got like the strapped on face looking thing going on. She doesn't look like Dula Dent.
Is it his face?
It might be, because I think his face is pulled off at the end of that storyline.
Right.
And dropped. I don't think he actually gets his face back at the end of that story. So it could be his face. I've heard some speculation that this is what Harper Row becomes, although I doubt that.
What?
I think it's more than likely the reintroduction of Dula Dent into the new 52 universe.
That could
That's
be.
What I think. But we don't know when, we don't even know when Dula she's gonna Dent. Appear.
Does anyone else just think like sometimes they just go too fucking far with these names? Dula, D-U-E-L, dual meaning two, and she's the daughter of Two-Face. Really?
Come on, that's a classic like comic book
gimmick. That's literary. Yeah. I mean, that's great
that's
stuff
like
right there.
That's like a Simpson business name.
That is a Simpson business
Simpson's business name.
All right. Michael Bay has finally seen the light at the end of the
Halloween
thing.
Oh, thank God. Did he cancel?
He did not cancel, but the title of the film is back to being Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes, but that doesn't mean they're mutants or ninjas.
No, but at least it's not just... It gets us, hopefully, away from the whole alien thing.
Right.
I think it's worse if he names it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And then
and they're
they
none
are.
Of those things.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right. And which well, we wouldn't be going. Surprised. We wouldn't be surprised if Michael Bay did that, but we're hoping that this is a sign that maybe he's kind of got his head on straight as opposed to up his ass. But
Mike, it's Michael Bay you're talking about.
I know. Bryan Singer, the man who likes to disappoint and surprise at the same time.
Mostly disappoint.
Literally. This week on the Twitter, he posted a photo of Halle Berry as Storm, which is who gives a shit. Why?
Picture? Because he wants to feel out what we're thinking about the wig.
It's short hair. He didn't give her the fucking mohawk. No mohawk in
Where's
the photo.
Where's the picture? Keep telling me there's these pictures. I got no pictures.
Bum-bum-bum. I know that I have it somewhere. Hold on.
I know. You keep saying this, but...
Is this it?
And I'm relying on Scapegoat to get me the picture.
You're right. She has short hair.
Yeah, she's...
Bang. Open that up, son. Make that big. Embiggen that.
Yeah. Short hair. No mohawk. If she had the mohawk, I'd be down with it.
You know what? I don't not like the outfit here.
No, but I hate Halle Berry as Storm.
Okay, but it's a fact of life. So,
she was terrible as Storm.
Because she never should have been Storm. Because Angela Bassett should have been Storm right from the get-go.
That's a better choice.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
So, but she was. I guess she was too old.
Yeah, but you can't do anything about it now.
Right. True.
You know who should have been? Storm? Who's the one that won the Best Supporting Actress 2 years ago for the Help?
Oh God!
What's her name? Imagine her as Storm.
No.
Come on, it's a funny image.
It is a funny image.
She'd be
okay,
like
so he tweeted a picture of...
And there were two other photos that he... Or there was a video that he posted online. Unfortunately, it's a Vine video, I don't have the link to it. But the video was just a bunch of actors' chairs, you know, with the character names on them.
Right.
And it was Logan and Colossus and Iceman and Bishop and Warpath. Ooh. Two characters who... Up until that video, we had it. We didn't know we're going to be in Days of Future Past.
Right.
Bishop
makes
has
sense.
Nothing to do with the comic book Days of Future Past.
Nope.
But he does have to do with the Days of Future Past that they tackled in the animated series back in the 90s.
Correct.
And he's a time traveler.
Right.
So, you know, that kind of makes sense.
He's the key.
Right.
He's the key to this.
Right. He's got to be the...
Because
he's he's the trigger.
Yeah, because in a very Chris Claremont way... In order to solve problems now, you have to bring a character from the future in order to fuck everything up.
Right.
That's always the way it is.
I know. I'm not.
Why fucking Bishop? Why not Cable? Well,
why not
all right.
Cable?
No, I would.
I don't think Cable's ready yet.
And let's be honest, I'd take Bishop over fucking Cable any day.
To be honest,
that fucking Rubik's Cube.
I don't necessarily hate Bishop. Warpath. I don't hate Warpath as a character. I just don't know how he ties into the story.
So here's how he ties into the story. He's one of the students at the school.
That's it. Yeah.
Or he's one of the mutants, in the what you call it portion what? Of the timeline, the first Wolverine movie portion of maybe. The timeline, if maybe. They're going to solve that problem too.
Right, right.
While they're at it.
All right, let's move on.
Ridiculous.
Marvel this week confirmed that they 100% have Daredevil back underneath their wings.
Yes, we knew that. We knew
well,
that
it was kind of like...
And now is the right. reboot coming?
We no talk about the reboot, just that they definitely have it.
With 100% less Ben Affleck.
That's right, with 100% less Ben Affleck. Look, although I didn't hate the Ben
look,
Affleck
scapegoat,
movie.
We are two of the only we're people that on like that movie.
Hey, I don't dislike two-thirds of that movie. Yeah. I just, you know...
you know, but... So, completely off topic here, or not off topic, but off of the fact that Daredevil's coming back to the Marvel Universe and what that can mean, where he could fit in if he does fit in at all.
He doesn't.
I want to say that it was, I want to say that it was Newsarama that posted, that I read this story on first. And this is going to be a stupid little nitpicky thing, and this is where I'll get bashed if I want to get bashed.
Daredevil swings through an Avengers scene?
No. So they said, the quote in the article was, so where do you think Daredevil's going to pop up? Does he get his own long-awaited reboot first? Does he cameo in the Spider-Man flick?
No, because
it's fucking Sony and not Marvel.
That's right.
So Newsarama, shame on you.
Yeah.
You should know, you're Newsarama.
Yep.
That's all. I shouldn't say that.
Doucherama.
That bothered me.
Hold on, I got to open up Twitter real quick.
Yeah. You're not even on the Twitter.
When they recast him, it's funny because Jamie Foxx will be portraying
Daredevil.
And Electro.
No, they'll just brush the Electro aside. You know, like Chris Evans.
Yeah. All right. Futurama, for fans of that show.
Canceled.
Canceled.
So sad.
I like Futurama more than I like The Simpsons.
Totally.
And I think since they brought it back, it's been just as strong, if not better than... before it went away.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why it's getting canceled. Because I thought it was doing well in the ratings.
Because Seth MacFarlane isn't doing it.
No, but I thought it was holding its own ratings.
Seth MacFarlane has three shows.
I understand.
Matt Groening.
Yeah, but you would think that Cartoon Network, it is Cartoon Network, right, that has that show?
I think it's Comedy Central.
Oh, I'm sorry, Comedy Central, you're right. You would think Comedy Central would want to hold on to as many animated shows that they can.
It's not South Park.
I know.
I mean, maybe, but watch it get rebooted again on Adult Swim.
Well, either
it's
that
not
or
that, whatever that shitty one is that follows South Park with the
either that or shit. Either what? That or Netflix or Amazon.
Netflix is picking up some stuff. Arrested Development's coming back soon.
Actually, speaking of Amazon, I haven't watched the trailer for it yet, but the Zombieland.
Oh yeah,
TV
I saw
show
that.
That's coming out on Amazon. I've heard a lot of good things about the trailer. I like the movie. But I'll be interested to check that out when that hits Prime.
What's it called? The one that follows South Park. It has like the monsters and the one normal guy in it.
I have no idea.
And the awful animation.
I have no idea.
On Comedy Central. Right. Really? Am I creating this shit?
You might be.
Well, that's why it probably canceled.
it was back.
It's doing well.
I watched the Seth MacFarlane shows, Futurama, and Archer. That's pretty much my...
Archer.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
That's my animated show watching. I don't even watch South Park anymore unless I happen to catch it.
I'm looking on your... It's Freak Show.
Freak
yes.
Show?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the same guy who created Archer, actually.
Oh, well, there you go. Is it H. John Benjamin also?
This is canceled.
Oh, it is?
So it's not Freak Show.
It was Freak Show.
Second-rate superheroes employed by the U.S. government kind of thing going on.
Oh. All
right.
I don't know.
What do you got? Read them off.
Ugly Americans.
That's it.
Oh, Ugly! I like Ugly Americans. I do watch Ugly Americans. I actually really like that show.
Yeah,
with the monster, the vampire. Yeah, I really like that show. I don't think that's been canceled. At least I don't think so. But anyway. All right, I have one more thing.
In March 2013, Comedy Central announced the show's cancellation.
Oh, well, there you go.
Wow. So
maybe they're getting rid of all their animated programming.
Just cancel everything.
Well, South Park's never getting canceled.
No, there's no reason to ever cancel South Park.
It's the Dirty Simpsons.
Where is it, by the way?
South Park?
Yeah.
I don't watch it. I told
have
you.
New episodes.
Before we take our first break, unless you guys have something else that you wanted to throw in this segment.
Nope.
Before we take our first break, we should mention our brand new sponsor to the show, Suburban Vinyl.
Oh, yeah.
We went to an awesome event at the store for the grand reopening last week. Two of us did. I'm sorry. Scapegoat, you were not there, but that's okay.
It's Scapegoat's fault.
But what we want to talk about is May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the store. Again, this is Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. They have a new group show that they're going to be opening called New Beginnings, Time to Kick Some Ass. And the artist list contributing to the show is pretty impressive.
We know Brian Allback, of those guys.
We know. Lupin Carson Caitlin, we know.
Lou Pimentel.
Is Lou in there? I don't think Lou's in there. Oh, Lou is in there, yeah.
See?
Lou we know. Jeremiah Kettner we know. Joe Scarano we know.
Uh-huh.
Rusted Halo, I mean, I'm familiar with his work. Spanky we know. Spanky Stokes we know. Sean Wiggs I know. I mean, I know most of Jason Lyman, J20222, Jay Fury, Ian Zabrowski. I know all of those guys. Matt A, I know him. So it's going to be a pretty good show, I think. We haven't seen any images pop up online yet of any of the work that's going to be in the show.
Right.
But we will be talking about it, and we'll probably be there. You're welcome to come. The two of us will be there. If you want to come, you're welcome to come.
Awesome. When is that?
It's May 11th from 6 to 8 p.m.
I hope to be there.
Okay. 6 to 8 p.m. in Waldwick, New Jersey. Check out suburbanvinyl.com, and that's it.
Are they going to have, good food this time?
I don't know. There were issues with the truck. The truck canceled on him.
True.
Wasn't his fault.
And with that, OG, let's take our first break on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 286, Into the Dark World.
Hey, this is Adam West from Batman and Family Guy and a few other things.
Who is it this time? Commissioner, Joker, Egghead, Riddler, King Tut?
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Come on, Robin. To the Batcave. We haven't one moment to lose.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 286. What did we say? Thor of the Rings? What's the title? Into the Dark
Into
World?
Into the Dark World.
Both. One or the other.
Thor of the Rings.
Way that better title.
2 minutes long. I shall destroy the ring. Flies off, drops the ring in the thing, it's over.
See? And no one would have complained. Who would have complained about that? I smelled internet short. Speaking of ridiculous internet videos, this is completely off topic and nothing we normally talk about, but I think I've seen the video that could end the internet today. The cat dressed as a shark riding a Roomba chasing a duckling. You seen this video?
What? Yes.
There is a cat dressed as a shark riding a Roomba. You know what the Roomba is?
It's yeah, the like vacuum Roomba. Yeah. Little
and
guy.
He's chasing a duckling. And at one point, the duckling is like chasing him on the Roomba, and he's dressed in this shark outfit.
This
right?
has to be fake.
It's not fake.
Did they play Jaws
are you
music?
Are you going to link this video on our website?
I will link the video
it
on the website.
It can't be real.
It's real. And it's in, like, one of those cat-like Halloween costumes, you know? And at one point in the video, the cat is actually kind of, like,
Okay, wait, hold on. Scapegoat found this. Put the show on hold.
See?
Wow.
You've seen it all now. There's nothing else. There could be nothing else after that.
They just
that
have to make
it. Didn't look happy at all.
It's Grumpy Cat. Now I broke the internet.
Now you've broken the internet, right? Damn you! All right, let's.
Hey, before we dive into the usual thing, actually, Scapegoat and I had the opportunity to check out Oblivion.
Oh, okay, yes,
we did.
And
it wasn't really as much Wally with people as you might think.
Okay.
It was a little bit Wally with people.
All right.
A little bit. What would you say your impressions were, Scapegoat?
It's a really good question.
It was a beautiful movie.
It was really, really good.
Beautiful.
Looking.
Okay. Very great production value. The production design was amazing. We saw it in IMAX.
Right.
So it looked beautiful.
So
sounded
it was a
beautiful.
Shiny, well-polished turd?
No, it wasn't a turd.
Not really a turd.
Okay. Okay.
It was more like a meal that you wouldn't eat.
Okay.
You know, like, if you're really hungry and you're the only thing I have to eat is this shit,
right?
That's kind
of... No, it's like ramen.
Okay, all right.
If we had to do, like, if we rate movies by food, I would say good ramen.
All right.
You know what I mean? It was good. I would eat it later. You could put it in a cabinet, check it out when it comes on Blu-ray, or your favorite streaming source, The Pirate Bay. But, you know, I wouldn't pay $16 to go see the movie. Soundtrack is somewhere between, we discovered this, Tron and The Dark Knight.
Okay.
It's just that kind of thing. So really good soundtrack.
It really is. It really is like an unholy combination of those two soundtracks.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, and so maybe, that'll be a wait for me.
Yeah.
I think so. I don't think you need to bust the gut trying to get out there to see it. I really don't think it's that great a movie.
Fair enough.
Of course, if you think it was that great a movie and you checked it out, you want to give us a call at the GVM line.
Oh, he doesn't.
Scapegoat? Scapegoat, GVM line?
Yeah.
Scapegoat?
Definitely.
Scapegoat, is there a phone number associated with the GVM line?
There is, and you're going to tell it to us.
No.
It's 425-920-6050.
Give the guy one effing
I had to help him out. I felt bad.
One job. One job.
Never given that job, by the way.
Oh, yes, you were.
I think you were.
Roll the tape back.
I was going to say, you might have been given that job last week. But
never, I said, we don't have to do you. This bit anymore.
I never signed the contract.
He did never sign it.
We said, we don't have to do this bit anymore. Scapegoat is here.
The contract is pending legal review.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep.
Better stop. He's got good legal representation. You better stop it.
All right.
Geek stuff. Comics, books, and graphic novels.
Comics this week.
Oh, yes.
I have a few.
I have Trey.
Presumably you have a few.
I have three.
All right.
Should I have more than three? And I'm asking you because somehow I've been missing books lately. Retailer X.
No, I'm surprised that you have three.
Yes.
Well, I'm surprised that you have three because the one on the top of your title makes you a dirty whore liar.
I know.
So
why don't we start with it? The first book that I want to talk about this week is Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy issue 2.
That's right.
Which does make me a dirty whore liar because I did say that I wanted to read issue one and that I was going to trade or waiter to do the rest. And I saw it today and I thumbed through it and I just had to buy it.
You had to have it.
So writer Brian Michael Bendis.
That's right.
Pencilers Steve McNiven and Sarah Pichelli. Really terrific art happening in this book.
Absolutely.
Really terrific story. And it's tough to say because it's Bendis, and sometimes he's just a complete dude.
You know what, though? But Bendis is like, for me, Bendis hits and misses. He either writes a really good story that I want to dive into 100%, or he writes shit like Age of Ultron. It's like two, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I loved Bendis on Powers, for example, right?
Right.
Right? That was an awesome book.
Yep.
But then, again, Age of Ultron. It's like
he outsources.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. From Marvel, since you brought up a Marvel book first, I think the only other thing from Marvel I had was Uncanny X-Men. New Uncanny X-Men came out this week, issue 7. I've been really enjoying that story, which I know is crazy, but there it is.
It's crazy. I know. It's crazy. And from DC this week, I picked up Batman Incorporated number 10.
Right.
He will become a creature of the night. He will become a bat.
Is that Man-Bat?
Reintroduction of Man-Bat into the universe?
Could be.
And what's this little outfit right here on page one? Does that mean Azrael is coming into the universe as well?
Yes. I read that this week, that Azrael is being reintroduced into the New 15 universe in that book.
And Azrael, he looks like a black fella.
Okay. It happens.
I think he was, wasn't he?
I don't remember Azrael outside of his various costumes.
The last incarnation.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember him in the Nightfall outfit. I remember him in the Crusade outfit. Or the Knights Templar outfit, whatever the hell it was. But I don't actually remember him unmasked. It's just not, I don't have an association in my brain.
And also, it looks like Ambush Bug is somehow in a backup story in this book.
Okay.
I don't know what all that means. But yeah, so it's definitely something you're going to want to check out. Also from DC this week, I have Talon issue 7.
Right.
The Court of the Owls Commandos. Do do do.
I'm enjoying Talon.
Snyder.
It's a little odd.
James Tynion.
But I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I know.
What's with the gate fold-out covers? Is that a new thing happening?
It's been the last couple. But I think, has it only been on Bat Books? Is that the only...
I don't know.
Did you miss the DC book this week, if those are the only two you have?
What'd I miss?
Batman The Dark Knight, number 19, is out this week.
See?
And that has a gay fold as well.
Mother puss bucket.
So there's that.
Talon. I like what's going on in Talon.
It's been an interesting read.
I will be
happy with Talon, the character, when he's done with his own little thing that's going on right now, and they kind of bring him into the rest of the bat fold.
That might have something to do with it.
That might have something to do with it.
Ooh, don't want to talk about that, do we? I got to call Retailer X.
Other DC books you might want to check out this week. Arrow number 6, if you're not reading that digitally, the print version is out this week.
Ooh.
And Injustice Gods Among Us, again, if you're not reading the digitals,
or you haven't beaten the
number
game,
four
in the first sitting of playing it.
They're different. Remember, they're different.
Yeah, I know.
From Dark Horse out this week, Star Wars Legacy number 2
yes.
is out, and that was really good too. I actually really enjoyed that.
Reviews on the first issue were fabulous.
And I read issue 2. It's really good.
Yeah?
Really good, yeah. And then a new book that came out this week that I think I want to check out. It's an Image book. Jupiter's Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see this? It's written by Mark Millar, art by Frank Quitely, who I happen to really like. And the synopsis of the book is... it's a superhero epic that the world's greatest heroes have grown old, and their legacy is a poisonous one to the children who will never live up to their remarkable parents, is kind of the little tease that I saw online today. And I've been reading about this for the past couple weeks. They've been teasing it a lot.
Right.
But I like Mark Millar. I really like Frank Quitely.
Right.
So this one is a checkout for me. I haven't read it yet, but I will. Right.
Let's talk about Image for a second. You know, for the second time now, some random book from Image
right.
has become super popular underground to where the first issue is selling for a large amount of
Which
money.
Which book is this?
Well, the first one was Saga.
Right.
And then the Saga issue 1 became like this really expensive book, and everyone is really in love with the book. And I don't disagree. I mean, right. I liked what I've seen of it so far. Now there's another book everybody's saying that is amazing and everyone needs to check out. It's called East of West.
When that came out a couple weeks back, or a couple months back? A
couple months.
I saw it, and I never picked it up.
Well, you should have, because if it was a first issue... if it was the first printing of issue 1, you definitely should have picked it up because it's apparently worth a small fortune. Now.
Maybe I'll sell my Saga issue 1 and then
maybe.
Buy the trade.
Maybe. I know it is. That's because I have it. And East of West is, I'm not really sure much about it. If you know, what's going on with this whole East of West thing, why don't you give the GVM line a call
at 425-920-6050.
Very good, Skip.
There you have
it. Did his homework during the show.
I had my lawyer sign that.
Nice. Nice.
In proxy?
I'm pretty positive a listener of our show is maybe Blue Healer is checking out that book. Someone mentioned it to me and told me I should check it out. Blue Healer, if you're reading that book, let us know what you think.
Yeah, give us a call and let us know what you think. East of West. I really like Saga, and so I'm really looking forward to the trade of East of West.
Of course. Absolutely.
So, what do you got there, Scapegoat? Did you find some stuff?
It's a sci-fi western set in a dystopian American where all hope for the future rests in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, who just happen to be trying to kill the President of the United States.
Lovely.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay, so there's, I guess that's comics, unless you're... I don't have any trades or...
Nope, I saw no trades.
This is a previews week, for those of you that keep up on that sort of thing. So previews, which is the catalog by which we all order our books, when you're at this level, that's out. So we'll be talking about upcoming stuff next week in the future, and we should move on to this.
Geek stuff, product reviews.
Product.
Yes, sir.
I've got a couple things.
I got Oon.
Why don't you do yours, and then I'll roll through mine.
We mentioned this last week. This is one of the last, but not quite the last. From the, it says the DC Chess Collection, this is the Batman series. They've now started the sort of Justice League or entire DC Universe series, if you will.
Yep.
And this one is the Ventriloquist with Scarface. Again, another fantastic sculpt. Did you check out the sculpt there?
I did see the images online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really terrific stuff. And I'm not sure what piece he is, though. He's a pawn. Of course he is. We've been talking about these from Eagle Moss Publications every fortnight at your news agent. You can pick up a new one of these if you're in Britain, or you can wait until they hit the comic shops in the U.S. Terrific sculpt. Going to look amazing with the rest of the collection. Comes with a book that tells you about the character, tells you about the position, the chess piece, what it does, and so on and so forth. So that's very exciting. And then on the back, it gives you issue 30, where we can look forward to Killer Croc.
Right.
Who is a black rook. And that's got to be bringing us close.
Yeah,
what did we decide? 32,
yeah, well,
right?
Well, a listener actually got me online, and they said they got their final piece. I don't know if they're UK-based. I think they are. But they picked up 30 and 31, and then 32 contains a piece for a brand new set.
A piece for... Oh, is it like a twofer?
No, 32 must be kicking off a new set, maybe another chessboard.
Wait.
No, because they already started kicking off another set with Superman.
Okay, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
Unless, was the piece you saw the Superman you saw, maybe that was 32?
I don't know.
Because sometimes we get these out of sequence. Yeah, a listener from England told me 32 kicks off a piece for a new set.
We'll check that out then. We'll wait.
Does that mean your chessboard is going to have one piece missing?
Yes.
No,
it's going to complete it. It'll complete it.
It will, but...
Yeah.
So that's the 32nd piece, and then, by the way, there's this whole...
Right.
No, they already started that. I'm telling you, they've already started that.
Okay.
Because Superman has already come out.
I'm
not going to blow it off, though, because the DC chess collection, which really, at this point, has been Batman-based, is really spectacular. I think the board and the books and the binder, and I think it's really been a spectacular thing to collect. They've gone on to do like the Batmobiles now,
right.
Like other things like these little sort of collectible bits that they're doing from the UK, I think have really been working out really spectacularly well. So I'm not going to go as far as the DC kind of universe set.
Right.
I may do Lord of the Rings, but that one has kind of been put on pause or something because I haven't seen anything about that in a while. But this I think it's going to look amazing when it's all together. All
right. Let's move on.
Okay.
I've got like a billion things.
It looks like you blew your nose into my Star Wars collection and came up with that.
No, that's not very nice.
Well, it's green.
It is green.
It has a stormtrooper head.
This
kind of clear.
Looks like a gummy bear.
Yeah, it does look like a
gummy trooper.
Yeah. This is the Sumo Trooper. This is by Christopher Kittig Industries.
Uh-huh.
This was the Suburban Vinyl store exclusive.
Uh-huh.
So I picked this up at the grand opening, reopening event.
And that was a special one, wasn't it?
Well, this piece in particular, I mean, there were, I forget how many pieces are in the entire line of the greens, but each one was unique. There were no duplicates. But then, let's just talk a little bit about, I mean, it's a stormtrooper's head on a sumo wrestler's body.
Okay.
Just kind of a cool, neat piece. I really like Chris's work. We've talked about some of his stuff on the show before. We talked about the TIE fighter pilot in Carbonite.
Yeah.
On the show before.
Definitely.
And some other stuff too, but.
You know what I would like Chris to do for me?
What?
I would like Chris to do for me a sumo trooper.
Yeah.
But that's painted.
I believe there have been one or two painted ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that I would really like a normal, like straight up painted, like
body. There was like flesh body and then
white helmet.
White helmet.
Black accent.
It might have been Tenacious. It might have been a Tenacious like a giveaway piece. Like if you bought one of you could get that piece.
Chris,
you know what I mean?
If you are listening to my voice now, this is what I would like to have.
And then I was lucky enough.
I know he's no Luke Chu.
Hey, we'll get to Luke in a minute.
Okay.
I was lucky enough to get the golden ticket in this as well.
I've got a golden chance.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Thank you. These were blind bagged, right? So there was, I forget how many there were, but these were blind bagged.
They were semi-blind bagged because we were holding them up to the light.
No, you could not see through them.
You couldn't see the ticket.
I tried, believe me, but you could not see through them. So I got lucky, and actually, I didn't even, so there were 15 for the Suburban Vinyl.
Gotcha.
I didn't buy the first one. Like, three other people bought it before I did.
Totally.
And I just randomly grabbed one.
Yep.
I got the golden ticket.
Actually, OG, I think if you'll remember correctly, that was the one I grabbed and gave to you.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think that's what happened.
I don't think that's what happened.
I think that's what happened.
No, I think I picked it, and then you tried to hold it up to the light.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm remembering me being part of it.
You were
somehow.
Part of it.
I said buy this one. I think that was what I said.
But so I've won the Golden Trooper, which I don't have yet, but we'll talk about it when I get it in.
The Golden Trooper.
But there's also still a glow in the dark out there that I don't think has been redeemed, and that's another special golden ticket in there.
In
the dark ticket.
Is he like dipped in gold? The golden one?
I think he's just probably he's either cast in gold or
casting gold?
Paint, you know, gold colored resin, or he's painted.
Oh.
I'm assuming. Oh. So yeah, these are sculpted
gold,
and hand cast in resin by Chris. He does it all himself.
Not like gold leaf.
So you should check out the You should check out Suburban Vinyl's store. They still do have a couple of these left in the shop if you want to grab them.
Look, I just want to say this about Chris too. And you know, a lot of these guys that, we become, you know,
friendly with
and so on. I poke a lot of fun at some of these guys. And it's because we have this kind of really good relationship with them. But I want to say this about Chris's work. I have really enjoyed Chris's, on a serious note, really enjoyed Chris's work. The kind of, the angle that he kind of takes with different things I've really enjoyed. And the kind of, you know, from a personal perspective, the whole Star Wars, the integration of the things that he does, I think has been really great stuff. So I want to, I wanted to say that on a serious note before anyone thinks that I feel about Chris the way I feel about, I don't know, Luke Chu, for example, who never sent me
a book. What is your problem with Luke? Luke is a lovely man.
I just saw a nice book.
All right. Speaking of Luke Chu.
Yes.
So a couple weeks back, we talked about this at, I forget the name of the shop, but.
I'm sorry. I just saw the link to that. I know.
And, you know, there's another version of that with like a Boba Fett helmet.
Really?
But this one, we'll talk
about
that.
Let's get to it.
All right. Yeah. So I forget the name of the shop that had the release, but 3D Retro is the company that actually put out the plush.
Right.
And Ben, who's a swell guy from 3D Retro, actually sent us one.
Nice.
To talk about on the show. And it's, you know, it's a collaboration with Scott Tolleson. It's part of his No Salots line. No Salots. But it's like, you know, it's Bartholomew Punchy Face. Little bear with glasses on. He got the little tears.
He's like a hipster bear.
The kick me sign on the back.
That's cute.
He is
a hipster bear, though.
But feel it. It's a really nice plush. And, like, you know, the pants are, like, kind of really stitched on. Corduroy, yeah. Kind of got a little crack showing. I don't know if that's so that you can wedgie them if you want to.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's because, you know why? It's because they're on, like, his hips.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But it's a really, really nice, well-made plush. You could get these over at 3D Retro. He still has them in stock. They are $39.99.
No, he's crying.
He's been beat up. He's got a kick me sign on him.
Wait, and this eye is kind of black.
Can people be punching him and beating him up? His name is Bartholomew Punchy Face.
Perhaps you
missed that.
He's been abused.
Before you go
into the 2D, that 3D piece there is from this same company.
Yes, but let's talk about the rest of Bartholomew, we'll move into that.
I'm really excited about that one.
I know. So, yeah, the plush is awesome. Check that out over at 3D Retro. Oh, no, his hair's coming off. Let's fix that.
Bartholomew Punchy Face.
So, at the event, they had some prints that they were selling. One print was by Luke, one print was by Scott.
Uh-huh.
And I got that set as well.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, I like the Luke Chu one.
Yeah, and then, because apparently there were some prints that got a little messed up, so they remarked them.
Oh, wow.
And then we're giving them away.
Nice.
So through my ubiquitous clandestine informant, I was able to secure a set of the remarked ones.
The remarked ones.
Yeah.
Should we say how they're remarked?
The blood of
the
war.
The bloody ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're bloody. The Scott's piece... Luke Bartholomew is bleeding from the eyes and ears,
and from Luke Chu's piece too.
And yeah, from the eyes and the throat of Luke Chu's piece.
Wow,
he's been fucked up. Holding a little hurt me sign, it's terrible. But anyway, so yeah, definitely check out.
Cool.
Check out 3D Retro if you want to get Bartholomew Punchy Face, and check out 3D Retro if you want to get this next thing we're about to talk about.
Oh my god!
You want to talk about this, Ken?
3D Retro. Who's the fellow over at 3D Retro?
Ben at 3D
Ben.
Retro. Yeah.
Ben, you gotta send us one of these, man. You gotta send us one of these. That is the funniest thing I've ever seen. So, as some of you may know. We like to think that we're a very friendly, or a little friendly at least, acquaintances, if you will, with the one and only Suck Lord.
That's right.
And go ahead, OG. Please do it.
I'm
looking away because I will burst out dying laughing.
So this is a 3D Retro exclusive Suck Lord / Gary Ham Super Suck set. Morgan edition. Think about Funko Pop figures.
Right.
The flat ones.
Yeah.
Not the...
What are they called?
I forget. They have a name.
Yeah.
But you know what? The ones that are kind of...
Yeah, like, they're kind of flat.
They're kind of flat.
Yeah.
So this is that, but it's the Suck Lord.
Unbelievable.
But it's Morgan. Now, there's another one, and that is also a 3D retro exclusive. That is selling for $65.
Right.
He comes with a bunch of accessories. A little bottle, it looks like.
Yeah. Little bottle.
It comes with a little photo of, like, you know, with the Boba Fett helmet
on.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, a couple of, like, little resin pieces and little tchotchke stuff. But there's another version of that piece that maybe it's Morgan's, maybe it's the Suck Lords exclusive through his site. But it's the same body, but it's the Boba Fett head.
Right.
Really awesome piece. But if you're a Suck Lord fan, you have to have
these. Yeah.
You have to buy these.
Oh, things. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So definitely go over to 3DRetro.com and check out all, you know, and he's got a bunch of good stuff over there.
Yeah, I was just noticing as Scapegoat was making his way through the site there, I noticed several items which were very interesting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So definitely check out 3DRetro.com. Pick up your Bartholomew Punchy Face and pick up your 3D Retro Suck Lord Gary Ham Morgan edition.
And then check out the other pieces as well. There may be some
Nathan Hamill, The Sire and Strife, which is a piece I really liked. He's got that up there. I mean, but he's got a ton of stuff like this.
It's a friend of the show, Nathan Hamill.
That's right. All right, I have one more thing to talk about.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to make it quick. Mostly because these are terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess we'll get to price eventually.
Yes.
Well, unbelievable.
No, we're gonna start off with price.
Okay.
These are retailing for between $25 and $30, depending on where you find them.
Right. $25 to $30. Right. Now say what they are.
It's a two-figure set. These are the Injustice Gods Among Us set. Now this is the first set.
These are three and three quarter figures. Right.
About 20 points of articulation.
Uh-huh.
Somewhere in that ballpark. The set that we have here is Green Arrow and Deathstroke.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So what I will say is if you are a Green Arrow fan or a Deathstroke fan and you collect either of those characters, then you might want to pick these up. However, if you are a casual collector or a fan of the game and you kind of want to own something from the game, just save your money. Don't buy these. DC Collectibles, no offense, because I love DC Collectibles normally, they dropped the ball on these figures.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, they should not have been 3 3/4. They should have been...
You know what? That I don't even have a problem with.
I do for the price.
Well, that's the price.
Look at the Arkham Asylum figures.
Yeah, look at them.
Those are six-inch figures?
Six-inch figures.
Eight-inch figures, whatever the hell that
scale
is.
Six-inch,
those are gorgeous. And those are selling for, what, 15 or 20 a piece?
Thereabouts, yeah.
So if you get two of those, it's the same price as these two pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And the Green Arrow figure, in all honesty, is better than the Deathstroke figure. Deathstroke is horrendous.
Oh, yeah.
The paint job is gloppy and it almost looks like a custom. You know what I mean? It looks like someone took another figure and painted it.
Kitbashed him.
Yeah. I mean, the paint is terrible. My other complaint about the Deathstroke figure is in the game, at least in story mode, he appears without the mask on.
So why make him with the mask on?
He actually looks really good in the game without the mask on. It's like older. He's got the goatee.
Oh, man.
He's got like a gas mask hanging from his throat. And I mean, he looks great.
They didn't do a lot of thinking
that
either.
That gun does not fit in his hand well. It falls out of the hand.
It's definitely not in scale.
That figure, and it doesn't stand. Green Arrow will stand.
Right.
Deathstroke does not stand, especially with the gun in his hand.
Right.
And why give him that big-ass gun instead of giving him a samurai sword?
That, and also, the articulation is blocked by some of the...
Accoutrements.
Yeah, the shoulder pads kind of really limit some of the articulation.
So, I would say...
And the guns on the legs look weird, too.
I would say if you're a Green Arrow fan... It is worth getting this figure. It's a different representation than you've seen before.
That's certainly
I like
true.
The arm piece. The articulation on this one isn't blocked really by anything. The bow is a nice accessory. It's cast well. And the paint job isn't nearly as bad. However, the Deathstroke is really atrocious. I actually think I'm going to try to sell that Deathstroke loose and hope that somebody buys it. So if you're a fan of the show and want that Deathstroke piece... Reach out to me. I'll sell them to you on the cheap.
After that glowing review.
Yeah.
So if you'd like to buy a piece of shit.
No, but again, and you can attest to this to a certain degree.
Uh-huh.
If you're a fan of a particular character and collect that particular character, you have shitty versions of that character.
It happens.
I have that that Total Justice Green Arrow figure from back in the day,
yeah.
where he's in like red and yellow.
Yeah.
It's awful. Yeah. Looks like he's wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
That figure is shit. He's in my Green Arrow collection.
Yeah, it happens.
So, you know, if you're a Deathstroke fan or a Green Arrow fan, you might want these figures. But if you're just a fan of the game looking for a collectible from the game.
Let's say you're a Phantom fan.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yuck. So, yeah, these figures are terrible, DC Collectibles. I'm very, very sorry.
Yep.
And I think that's it.
All right. Then I guess we'll take our final break, OG, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 286, Into the World of Darkness, or The Dark World. Wait, Into the Dark World. That's it.
What the fuck was that? Your sister has turned into a zombie.
Hey, gang, this is Bruce Campbell, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Ha ha!
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Go fuck yourself.
What the fuck was that? It's the Evil Dead!
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 286, Lord of the Thor of the Dark World, Thrones, Arrows, and Elves.
What's that show called? Dragons and Titties.
The only good line from the MTV
movie. I know,
movie
that's
award.
It, the only one.
Superpower Collectibles.
Superpower Collectibles.
Don't forget, you can check out superpowercollectibles.com.
Hold on. I think Scapegoat should tell us all about Superpower Collectibles.
No, he definitely Scapegoat? Was not given this assignment last week.
That's correct.
Well, maybe you can tell him about
well,
it.
Well, Scapegoat, Superpower Collectibles is one of our very awesome sponsors. Check them out over at superpowercollectibles.com. They have a plethora of product, toys,
action
figures, a myriad.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, a myriad.
Yeah.
I was going for veritable cornucopia.
Cornucopia, I like that. They have comic books over there as well, right?
Uh-huh,
we talked about
yes,
a lot of products
uh-huh,
over there.
Uh-huh.
We are going to have a contest with them next week.
Really?
Ooh. So we'll talk about that next week.
Am I eligible?
A fabulous prize?
There is a fabulous prize.
Wow.
And no, you are not allowed to answer.
Man.
But I believe, though, for this week, there is a coupon code.
Yes, there is. And the coupon code is Big Kev.
That's right.
That's spelled B-I-G.
I'm not afraid to kick you in the testicles. So I'm just saying.
K-E-V. And if you use that coupon code, you will get the following fabulous prizes. Number one. You will get $10 off any order of $50 or more.
That's right.
Two, free shipping on any order over $100.
That's right.
Three, win a date with Scapegoat.
Nice.
Any purchase over $1,000
wow.
enters you into that random raffle.
I'm in.
And Scapegoat's in.
See, there you go. You can enter that one.
So that's all of them.
Yeah. Don't forget, superpowercollectibles.com.
OG, what did we talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Futurama has been canceled.
Sad.
Daredevil is back under the Marvel movie banner.
Sad.
Bishop and Warpath are making an appearance in X-Men Days of Future Past. Storm is also making an appearance in Days of Future Past.
I think she's making more than an appearance,
unfortunately.
Sir.
the Joker's daughter. Who the hell will she be? But the artwork looks kind of cool.
Deula Dent.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is once again Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, according to
Michael
Bay.
Except they're also none of those things.
Oh, none of those things. we also talked about the Thor 2 trailer, the Iron Man 3 opening in the UK, Defiance, Hannibal, Injustice Gods Among Us.
Oblivion.
Oblivion. Oblivion, kind of meh. We talked about Dark World trailer.
Yep. In comics this week, I had a couple things. Jupiter's Legacy was one of them. Star Wars Legacy number 2. Guardians of the Galaxy number 2. And Uncanny X-Men number 2 were the ones I had.
I also mentioned Batman Incorporated number 10 and Talon number 7.
That's right. Oh, and Batman the Dark Knight number 19, which
yes.
you did not have, but did come out.
Retailer X.
In product this week, I had three things. The Sumo Trooper by Chris Dolfer.
Sumo!
An exclusive to Suburban Vinyl. The Bartholomew Punchy Face, which is a 3D retro exclusive. And, of course, the Morgan the Sucklord piece. The ever shitty DC Collectibles Injustice Gods Among Us 2-pack.
Yeah, sorry.
Green Arrow and Deathstroke. And you had something as well, right?
Yeah, the DC Chess Collection, the Ventriloquist. Piece number 29 in the Batman-themed DC Chess Collection.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes, including some of our YouTube videos. We have the episode galleries over there, links to the forum, links to the shop, which is still there. We got to talk about that outside of the show.
Yep.
Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, over at YouTube, our YouTube channel, also BKGeekStuff.
I want to start promoting a few things.
Okay.
OG. One, the 300th episode coming up.
In theory, that's happening.
That's even closer to 1,000.
It is.
It's about 3 months away.
And yes. And it's... a lot of exciting new things are going to happen starting.
You always say that.
No, but I mean it this time.
All right. You always mean it.
But that's true. Scapegoat, back me up.
There's some stuff happening.
See? All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
If you don't believe me, you can believe Scapegoat.
I don't know if I can trust him yet.
It's all his fault.
No, I'm not Scapegoat. I'm
Wow, Scapegoat made you a Scapegoat. This is some sort of paradox now.
So there are things that are going to happen there with you have to give him that so he can do this. Cut. There's also going to be exciting things happening over at Big Kev Eats Stuff.
Uh-huh.
After issue 300.
Right.
So yeah.
Yep. That's right around the time that my Batmobile is coming in. And I plan on fighting crime in New Jersey.
It's really happening this time. Really, really happening.
I know, so is my Batmobile.
Lots of things are happening this time.
There are six of them. You can get one.
That's it.
We have only been promising Big Heavy stuff for like 5 years.
I've got my own guy that sounds kind of like Morgan Freeman developing some awesome tech for me. It's going to be great.
Fine, you'll see. You'll all see. You all mock. Then it'll be a thing, and then you'll be like, wow.
No one is invited.
I think that's it. Did I miss any of the plugs? Twitter, at GeekStuffOG and at BKGeekStuff. The message boards, I think. Facebook we got. YouTube we got. I think we're good.
And with that, OG, we will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff as we end all episodes by saying good night, Bender, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.